troubles and difficulties it will. But as we all know, we're going to have a true peace in the Lord.
正好像刚才长老的祷告，在最后的地方提到耶稣基督怎么样带给我们一个胜过死亡的平安。
Just like what Elder has prayed, our Lord Jesus Christ has bring us how we can win, triumphant over the death. The peace triumphant the death.
最近有一个人跟我这样说，他说牧师。
There was once was someone mentioned it to me and saying the following things to me.
我很怕做不好，上帝会审判我，惩罚我。
And he or she said that, I'm afraid I wouldn't do things really well and God will have a judgment on me and punish me.
我想特别在中国人的文化里面，很多人像他一样有类似的想法。
Well, especially in our Chinese culture, most of us probably all have the same kind of idea just like this person.
我们很怕那一位我们所认识或者不认识的上帝来惩罚我们。
We're so afraid that the God that we did not know well will have a judgment on us.
但是今天我们要从圣经的真理来看，这位审判的主是喜悦怜悯的主。
But we're gonna study, examine the verses from Bible. We want to know this God, the God of judgment. He delights in mercy.
刚才的以赛亚书二十八章的经文我们读过了。
We just read this verses from quoted from Isaiah 28:21.
有人曾经说，以赛亚书二十八章到三十五章是一个有祸了、有祸了的经文。
There was one someone mentioned from chapter 28 to 35 in Isaiah was quoted as verses that discussing woes, disaster, and difficulty.
因为这一段的经文里面连续的有六处讲到将要来到的祸患。
Because in those verses mentioned about six upcoming disaster and difficulty.
那么到了今天刚才读的二十八章二十一节，可以说是来到一个高潮。
So actually coming to the verses 21, it reached the summit of this series of discussion.
提到上帝的发怒，他兴起，他发怒。
It mentioned about God's wrath.
那问题是为什么在后面形容他那个奇妙的功啊？其实英文应该用 strange 啊，奇怪的可能比较好一点。
Well, in the end of those verses, in Chinese translate as 奇妙的 ，in English will probably a better translation will be strange.
为什么对上帝来讲，审判是一个很奇怪的，是一个很奇异的英文 alien 或者 unnatural。
Why would God consider this judgment to be strange and alien task?
因为我们这位上帝，他不是以审判为乐的上帝。
Because this God that we, the God we trust, he does not delight in judgment.
他不喜欢咒诅。
He doesn't like curse.
他喜欢带来生命。
He likes to bring life to us.
他不喜欢带来死亡。
He doesn't like to send down death.
但是到了他必须要审判的时候，那个审判对他来说是一个奇怪的，是一个很奇异的作为。
But when the judgment is to come, and that judgment to him is very strange, and it's unnatural or alien.
我们怎么敢这样得到这样的结论呢
？How can we reach such a conclusion then?
我们看以西结书十八章二十三节。
If we study Ezekiel 18:23.
在这里经文，上帝清楚的有这样的宣告。
God proclaimed in this verse.
他说：“难道我喜悦恶人死亡吗
？”Do I take any pleasure in the death of the wicked?
我不是喜悦他回转离开他所行的而存活吗？
Rather, am I not pleased when they turn from their ways and live?
这节经文清楚地把上帝的心里的话向我们人来显明。
This is really God demonstrate what he's truly, what's truly in his heart to us.
他不喜悦恶人死亡。
He doesn't like the death of the wicked.
他喜悦他能够回转离开他的恶行，然后能够存活在上帝的面前。
He delighted so much the wicked one would turn and return turn from their way and live.
另外一处经文在十八章三十一节。
There was another verse on Jeremiah 18:31. It says,
先知把上帝的心意向我们阐明。
The prophet has explained God's heart to us.
他说：“你们要把你们所犯的一切罪过弃掉，为自己造一个新的心和新的灵啊。”
Rid yourself of all offenses you have committed and get a new heart and a new spirit.
以色列家，你们为什么要灭亡呢？
Why would you die, people of Israel?
为什么要灭亡呢？
Why would you die?
这不是上帝的本意。
This is not the true purpose of God.
上帝不以这个为乐。
God will not delight in this.
所以看出来，第一，上帝并不乐于带出审判。
So we can see this. God does not delight in sending down the judgment.
要他带出审判是一件必须的事情，但可以说是他不乐意的事情。
Well, the judgment is a necessity, but it's something he does not like to do.
就好像我们做父母的有惩罚我们的孩子。
Just like as a parent, will discipline our child sometime.
一个正常的父母哈，不会以惩罚自己的孩子为乐。
As a normal parent, they typically would not delight in disciplining their child.
不会在打孩子的时候高兴得不得了。
They would not delight at all when they punish their own children.
当然我说有正常的父母，今天有很多不正常的父母。
What I'm referring to is a normal type of parent, but there's always other type of abnormal parents.
父母不太愿意惩罚孩子的。
Most of parents would not delight in punish their own children.
可是当你看见你的孩子走偏了真道的时候
，But actually, when you see your kids, they are going astray from what they supposed to walk down the right path.
你必须要惩罚来帮助他离开他不应该做的这样的行为。
With the punishment expecting them, that they will not continue to do things that's not right.
你要借着惩罚让他知道错了，他能够悔改。
With the punishment you were wishing them, they will understand and they would change their behavior.
就是在惩罚的时候，父母也是很不得已、很不乐意，是一个很奇怪、是一个很奇异的一个行动。
So through those discipline process, parents usually feel is really painful, and those are the things, those are strange, it's unnatural to parents.
上帝也是一样。
Our God is the same way.
他不以审判人为乐。
He does not delight in the judgment of people.
审判对他来说不是一件容易的事。
And judgment is not an easy thing to God.
去执行审判对他来说是很奇怪，是很奇异的作为。
Execution of judgment is a strange and an alien thing to him.
上帝本是爱。
Our God is love.
诗篇说，在他充满了慈爱和怜悯。
The book of Psalms says, God is full of love and mercy.
这一位神因为爱把人。造在地上
，Because of love, He created human being on earth.
因为爱，他赐下人所需要的一切 resource 资源来养活一个人在地上。
Because of love, He created all resources required to sustain human being.
你难道认为上帝造这样的人，养活这样的人，就是为了有一天啪能够把人灭掉吗？啊，他很高兴。
Do you believe God created human beings simply because in the future, he can punish people.
一定不是如此。
It's definitely not because of.
因为我们被造的人就不感觉这样是对的事情。
Well, otherwise, then we don't know this creation is the right thing to do.
何况这位造我们的神，他不是这样想的。
Our God would not think about in this way.
其次，对上帝来说，把人带向审判不是容易的。
On the second way is.It's not easy for God to bring people to judgment.
我们看耶利米书三十一章二十节这样告诉我们。
In Jeremiah 31:20, it says.
他说：“以法莲是我亲爱的儿子吗
？”Is not Ephraim my dear son？
是我喜悦的孩子吗
？The child whom I delight.
每逢我说话攻击他，我必再次纪念他。
Though I often speak against him, I still remember him.
因此我的心恋慕他，我必定怜悯他，这是耶和华的宣告。
Therefore my heart yearns for him, I have great compassion for him, declares the Lord.
这是在让我们看见他带来这样的审判的时候，但他心里面是一个很奇怪很奇异的事情。
So we thinking about when you're thinking about judgment,For him, this is a strange and alien thing.
第三，即使到了上帝必要施行审判的时候，上帝从来不会事先不给警告。
Thirdly, if judgment has to come, God will not give us a warning at all before He sends down the judgment.
路加福音第三章，上帝差遣施洗约翰来预备人心的道路。
In the book of Luke, in chapter 3, God prepared the Baptist, John the Baptist.
约翰在旷野告诉人说，天国来了，近了，你们都要悔改。
John the Baptist says, the kingdom is to come, everyone has to repent.
天国来了代表什么呢？
What does it mean the kingdom is come?
当天国来临之前必有审判。
Because when the kingdom, before the kingdom come, there is a judgment.
所以施洗约翰告诉人是要一个人的脱离、逃离上帝审判，进入天国，要预备自己。
So John the Baptist says, before we enter the kingdom, there's a way that we need to prepare ourselves.
这是什么？这是警告。
This is a warning.
创世纪第六章，耶和华看见他所造的人在地上完全的败坏。
In Genesis chapter 6, it says, God saw how great this wicked human race has become on earth.
终日所思想的尽都是恶。
Every inclination of their thought of human hearts was only evil.All the time.
我小的时候很难明白为什么人会终日所思想的尽都是恶。
When I was a child, I couldn't understand this verse. Why would they think about the evil thing all the time?
现在我慢慢明白。
Now I understand when I'm growing older.
因为现在我们打开这个计算机、打开电脑的时候，你看见很多不应该的东西在上面。人每天所思想的尽都是恶。
As you probably will see that when you open up the computer, see all the things, that's evil thing that happened on the screen right away.
因此上帝决定用洪水来施行他的审判。
So God decided to send down the flood to execute his judgment.
但是在他审判人以前，他有警告。
But before he executed judgment, there was a warning.
他让挪亚在地上传悔改的道。
He sent Noah to tell the people the news about repentance.
传了多少年呢？
我。How long does it spend to tell the people about this news of repentance? 120 years.
为什么用这么长的时间？
Why does God want to use such a long time to let people know?
因为上帝实在不愿意把审判放下来。
Because God is really, really unwillingly to send down the judgment to humankind.
用洪水毁灭他自己所造的人，对上帝来说是一个很奇怪，是一个很奇异的作为。
By the flood to destroy the people by the flood is a very strange and alien thing to him.
不但用火、用水来审判这个世界，上帝也曾经用火来审判索多玛、俄摩拉。
Not only sending down the flood to destroy people, God also sent down fire from heaven to destroy.Sodom and Gomorrah.
是用火降下来把全城都烧掉。
He sent them the burning fire from heaven to destroy the whole cities.
因为那里面有许多同性恋得罪上帝的。
Because they sin against God because the sexual immorality.
今天有很多的人说同性恋只是病，他没有办法。
A lot of people claim the homosexual activity is some kind of disease they cannot avoid.
他无能为力。
They have no way to do things differently.
这不是圣经的看法。
And this is definitely not it's not something that mentioned in the Bible.
这从在上帝毁灭之前，上帝差派亚伯拉罕去叫他的把他的侄子罗德带出来。
Before God decided to destroy the city, God sent Abraham to bring their nephew Lot.A lot to flee from God's judgments.
一方面让我们看见在上帝的审判里面，上帝仍然留有人可以得拯救的机会。
So as you can see that during the judgment, God's always saved something to leave a pathway to save people.
有一些人要从罪恶当审判当中得救。
There some people they're going to be saved.From the judgment.
但是也让我们看见审判对上帝来说是一个奇怪，是一个奇异的作为。
But in this one, we also can understand for God, the judgment is a strange and alien thing.
然后我们看见上帝是一个有连续的上帝。
Now we're going to see God is a God of mercy.
彼得后书三章九节说，主绝不单言他的应许，像有些人以为他是单言一样。
Second Peter mentioned that God is not slow in keeping His promise. His son understands slowness.
其实他是宽容你们，他不愿有一个人沉沦，却愿人人都悔改。
Instead, He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
这节经文实在是一个很奇妙的经文。
This verse is a very strange verse.
他不愿有一个人沉沦。
He doesn't want anyone to perish.
他愿人人都悔改。
He wants everyone to come to repentance.
他愿人人都悔改。
He desires and wants everyone to come to repentance.
可是我们看见我们所处的这个世界。
But when we examine the world that we live in,
有很多很邪恶的人在我们当中。
We feel a lot of evil people.
我们看见 Colorado 发生的这个枪击案。
We see what happened the massacre in Colorado.
这十二个很无辜的人在一刹那之间被人抢夺去他们的生命。
12 innocent lives was being taken away just in that moment of time.
他们有些人有他们的梦想。
A lot of people have their dream for their life.
他们有些人还没有成立家庭。
A lot of people, they don't even have their own family yet.
他们有他们的朋友，他们有他们的家人。
They have their friends, they have their family.
但是所有这一切被人就这样，而且是一个很无辜不认识的人，把他们都夺走了。
And everything they have, all have been deprived from, in this moment in time.
不但是有这样的人，还有很多的恶人就在我们的身边。
Not only, this kind of people, there's also other kinds of evil, ones, with us.
我们常常会像门徒一样想，上帝啊，为什么你不降下天火，啪就把它烧掉 ，barbecue 掉嘛
？A lot of time we're thinking about just like other disciples were saying that God, why don't you send down the fire from heaven to destroy all those evil ones?
然后我们就再次回到这一节的经文。
And then coming back to reflect upon the verse we just mentioned.
神不愿有一个人沉。
God doesn't want anyone to perish.
愿人人都悔改。
He wants everyone to come to repentance.
为什么？
Why?
为什么？
Do you know why?
因为审判对他来说是一个很奇怪、很奇异的作为。
Because judgment to him is a very strange and very unnatural and alien thing.
但是不要忘记了。
But Please don't forget.
他不是一个不审判的上帝。
He is not a God that would not judge people.
他总是赐下可以免去他审判途径的上帝。
He's always sent down a pathway that people can flee away from his judgment.
使徒约翰在旷野向人宣告说，要人逃避那将来必要来的愤怒。
John the Baptist says, "They need to flee away from the coming wrath from God."
要人结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。
You need to produce fruits in keeping with the repentance.
那意思是说，今天有很多在教会里面的人。
It means, for the people, in the church.
嘴巴上有悔改的果子。
You have the fruits of repentance in your, with your lips.
却没有悔改的果子。
But you don't have the fruits of the repentance.
有很多来到教会的人，做礼拜做十几二十年的人。
A lot of people come into this church for maybe 20-some years.
但是没有一个真正悔改的果子。
They don't have the true fruit of repentance.
他们有悔改的样子。
They don't have the outcome.
他们有悔改的样子。
They have the appearance of the repentance.
但是没有悔改的实际。
But they don't have the reality of the repentance.
他们嘴唇上尊敬敬拜上帝。
They worship God with their lips.
但是他们的心是敬拜这个世界。和他们心里的 desire,
but their heart is worshiping the secular world.
这是什么？这是上帝要人结出悔改的果子，
so、God,
避免他临到的审判。
So God wants the people to have to produce fruits of repentance. So that's the way that can flee from God's wrath.
人今天唯一免去上帝审判的道路已经显明。
The pathway to flee away from God's plans has been revealed to people.
就是借着他所赐下的福音，耶稣基督，我们唯一的救主。
With the gospel and Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督要成为我们的救主，赐给我们新的心，赐给我们新的灵。
Jesus Christ will be our Savior, will give us a new heart.
我们就可以逃避那将来必要临到的审判。
Then we can flee away from the coming wrath.
为什么上帝要给这样的你跟我这样的罪人有福音呢？
Why would God give us this gospel for all the sinners?
我们这些罪人凭什么来配得这个福音？
Why do we deserve this so-called gospel?
我们明白，因为审判对神来说是一个奇怪，是一个奇异的作为。
Now we understand, because the judgment to God is a very strange and alien thing.
这位上帝也是乐意帮助人、解除人痛苦和重担的上帝。
Furthermore, God is willing to help people and willing to relieve and deliver people's pains and burden.
耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我面前来，我就使他们得安息。
God said, come to me all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
为什么上帝要给人安息呢？
Why would God give people the rest?
特别是人因为犯罪而有的重担。
Especially those burdens is resulting from sin.
以我们各样各样的罪恶而导致的重担。
The burden that resulted from the sins.
好像我们刚才所唱的270首的诗歌。
Just like what we just sang some in the red hymn book 270.
因为审判对上帝来说是一个奇怪，是一个奇异的作为。
The judgment to God is a very strange and alien thing.
我们所信的上帝不但是责备罪恶的上帝。
Our God is a God that will condemn the sins.
也是一位赦免罪人的上帝。
It's also someone who will forgive the sinners.
在旧约里面，邪恶的马拿西王，当他愿意悔改的时候，神赦免他。
In the Old Testament, we will see that the evil kings of Manasseh, he received repentance from God.
到了新约，十字架上的强盗一生作恶多端，但是当他愿意悔改的时候，耶稣接纳他。
As you probably read from the New Testament too, the robber that hung on the cross, he was doing all the evil things. But when he decided to admit his sins, God forgave him.
就这么简单吗？
This is so simple.
就这么简单吗？
Is it so simple?
是的，就这么简单。
Yes, it is very simple.
我们这些人其实是一个很不可爱的人。
All our sinner is not so lovable.
我们从生下来，我们就抵挡真理，抵挡他。
When we are born, we rebel against him.
我们不愿意承认他的存在。
We don't want to recognize God's existence.
我们不愿意承认我们是从他所造的。
We don't want to recognize we were born from him.
我们不会感谢他。
We don't want to thank him.
我们甚至不愿意把荣耀归给他。
We don't want to give the glory back to him.
我们希望他离我们远的越远越好。
We dislike that he'll be staying away from us as far as he can.
那么为什么他还要向我们施这样的恩慈呢？
So with all of those, why would he give us such a grace and mercy?
我们是配得永远与他隔绝的。
We are the one that deserve to be separated from him forever.
为什么他还要向我们伸手呢？
Why would he reach his loving hand to us?
因为审判对他来说是一个奇怪的事，是一个奇异的作为。
Because the judgment to him is a very strange and alien thing.
神要惩罚罪恶。
God wants to punish the
sins. 所有的罪人配得远离他。
All the sinners are deserved to be separated from him.
但是他不喜欢这样做。
But he doesn't like that at all.
他不乐意这样做。
He doesn't delight in it.
他自己想办法来避免这样的事情发生。
So he finds a way to prevent this from happening.
哦，他自己被得罪的上帝想办法 来挽回得罪他的人。
The God who was being sinned, he wanted to find a way to find a way to save the one who sinned against him.
他赐下救恩。
He sent down the deliverance.
他赐下赦免。
He sent down the forgiveness.
他让自己的孩子做人的替罪羔羊。
He sent down his only son as a sacrificial lamb.
说白了。
To be very frankly.
他不想送任何人下地狱。
He doesn't want to send that person, send people to hell.
为什么呢？
Why?
人不是这样得罪他吗？
God, people have sinned against like that.
为什么他们不得到他们应该得的呢？
Why wouldn't people deserve what they have done?
因为审判对上帝来说是一个奇怪的事，很奇异的作为。
Because the judgment to him is a very strange and alien thing.
我们不要误会了。
That's not making any mistake.
认为救恩是上帝很容易的一件事情。
For him, that the grace of deliverance is a very easy thing for him.
我们不要忘记了，为了让这些罪人逃离他公义的审判，他付了很大的代价。
We have to remember he paid a very high price to save those people that sin against him.
如果说今天上帝审判人，他不 enjoy.
If the God of judgment doesn't enjoy anything he does,
那么把人送去罪人去送去刑罚，他不 enjoy.
If he doesn't enjoy sending the sinners to the punishment,
那么他刑罚自己的孩子，你觉得他 enjoy 吗？
Would he enjoy to punish his own son?
你觉得当耶稣基督钉死在十字架上的时候，上帝很 enjoy 吗？
Would you think God would enjoy to nail his own son on the cross?
你觉得当玛利亚看见耶稣钉在十字架上的时候，她心里是何等的悲痛？
Would you be able to understand Mary when he saw his own son being nailed on the cross? Would they have great sadness in her heart?
因为她心里很清楚。
Because she knows.
这位被钉在十字架上的耶稣。
Because the one that nailed on the cross.
从来没有犯过任何的罪。
Had never sinned.
是一个无辜的羔羊。
He is a sinless lamb.
这个为了人来到地上，这样爱人的耶稣现在被钉在上面。
The Jesus that come to this world loved people so much. Now he's been nailed on the cross.
一个做母亲的心，你能体会吗？
Can you understand the heart of a mother?
然后你思想在天上的父神。
And now you can think about the heart of God from heaven.
当耶稣在那里呼喊，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
And when Jesus, when he was nailed on the cross, he cried out to the Lord.Cry out to the Lord, why do you send me down this and why do you stay away from me?
你觉得父神心里好受吗？
Would you think at that moment in time, the heart of God, would they feel pleased at all in this event?
你觉得他 enjoy 看见耶稣无辜的受害吗？
Do you believe that God will enjoy that Christ, his own son, being nailed on the cross?
相信在那个时刻，
I believe at that moment,
上帝的意志得胜了。
God's will prevailed.
他说：“我要这样做。”
He said, "I am going to do this."
这位神是我们唯一的希望。
This God is the God of our only hope.
米迦书七章十八节，先知很感叹的这样说。
In Micah chapter 7:18.
有何神像你赦免罪孽，不追究残业之愚民的过犯呢？
Who is a God like you who pardons sins and forgives the transgression of the remnants of his inheritance?
今天人有很多自己的想法。
Nowadays people have has their own thinking.
我们人自己创造的宗教。
Create his own religion.
我们人自己选定我们的救主。
The people select their own savior.
但是有何神向我们所信靠的主赦免罪孽？
But is there any God just like our God who pardons our sins and forgives our transgression?
你不要忘记。
Don't forget about this.
他赦免我们的罪孽，付上的代价是他自己。
He forgave our sins, And he paid the price with himself. The price he pays is himself. Himself is the price.
因为审判对上帝来说是一件很奇怪、很奇异的作为。
Because judgment to him is a very strange and alien thing.
如果上帝不喜欢惩罚，上帝不喜欢刑罚，那么他喜欢什么呢
？If God doesn't delight judgment, doesn't delight any punishment.
哦，这位审判的主，他喜悦怜恤。
Our God of judgment, delight in mercy.
啊，我很喜欢西国的弟兄姐妹写的圣诗 ，God of mercy.
A lot of times the hymns that mention about God, mention God as God of mercy.
连续是他的本性。
Mercy is one of his nature.
连续是他的 heart and mind.
Mercy 是他的心。
连续是他整个的 movement, 整个的动作。
The mercy is everything he does.
当上帝施行连续的时候，带给他快乐。
When God sent down the mercy that brings great joy to him.
真的吗？
Is it true?
我们怎么知道是真的？
How do we know this is true?
第一，我们看见他就被人称为是连续的上帝。
Because we know that he has been called the God of mercy.
连续是内存 built in 在他本性里面的。
Because the mercy is the inner essence of his being.
否则他不会被称为连续的上帝。
Otherwise, he wouldn't be called God of mercy.
第二，他自己也是这样称呼他自己的。
Secondly, he also called himself as God of mercy.
出埃及记当中，我们看见摩西想要见上帝一面。
When Moses wanna see face of God,
上帝对摩西是很好的。
God has a very good relationship with Moses.
上帝没有答应说好吧，我见让你见一面。
God said, "Okay, come, I can meet up with you."
但是因为上帝说你不能见我的面，因为没有人看见我还能活着。
But God says that no one can see me and live.
所以有的时候上帝不答应我们的祷告是对我们有好处的。
So a lot of time God wouldn't answer our prayer simply because it's care for our benefits.
I'm good. 因为我们不知道我们所求的是什么。
Because a lot of time we pray, we don't know what's the right thing to pray.
所以上帝跟摩西说你不能见我的面还活着呢。
So God said to Moses, you will not live if you see me.
所以耶和华神想一个办法。
So God Jehovah thought about something.
他说，我经过你的时候，把你藏在磐石的后面。
So I will hide you in the crack of rock.
所以等我过去以后，你可以稍微瞥到我的背影。
So when I pass by, you can see the shadow.
英文的圣经很好，他说，我要把我一切的美善、一切的 goodness、我一切的美丽，都在你面前 pass by 经过。
So the Bible says, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you.
然后他说，我要把我的名字在你的面前宣告出来。
And it says, I will proclaim my name.
啊，这个很好。
In your presence.
这个很了不起。
That was great, such a great thing.
啊，你有没有有时候遇到一些大人物啊
？A lot of time, I don't know, you come across someone probably well known.
VIP 哈，很尊贵的。你跟他谈了半天哈，他不告诉你他叫什么名字。
A lot of time he was talking, he doesn't even want to proclaim his name.
但是耶和华神对摩西说，我要告诉你我的名字。
But God Jehovah told Moses, I want to tell you what my name is.
这是我们主的名字。
This is the name of God.
我要恩待谁就恩待谁，要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
My name is I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy.And I will have compassion on whom I have compassion.
我不但看见在这个名字里面有上帝的主权。
We not only know that we can see the sovereignty of God in this.
至高无上的主权。
The ultimate sovereignty.
没有任何人可以挑战的主权。
So no one can challenge that sovereignty.
同时，我们也看见在这名字里面，我们看见他是一个连续的上帝。
We also see in the name.That full of mercy of God.
所以上帝乐意施行怜悯。
So God of judgment delighted in mercy.
我们可以甚至说，他是被怜悯，不但是内存，他被怜悯所笼罩。
We can also say that not only mercy is his inner being, he also completely surrounded by the mercy.
他不是被审判所笼罩。
He's not being surrounded or covered by judgment.
在有一些宗教信仰里面，他们描述上帝是一个被审判所笼罩的上帝。
A lot of other religion they describe their God to be a God full of judgment.
好像上帝手上拿了很多的闪电，一看没有不高兴，啪丢下去呀，啪丢下去哈。
It's just like God may be full of those thunderbolts. They can send out a thunderbolt anytime.
这个不是我们所信靠的上帝。
This is not the God we believe in.
今天为什么上帝要赐下救恩的福音？
Why would God send down the gospel of deliverance?
为什么他要把福音给那些不配得到的罪人？
Why would he give the gospel to the sinner who doesn't deserve?
甚至把这个福音给那个最坏的罪人？
Even he gave this gospel to the worst sinner.
为什么耶稣必须走上各个他十字架的道路？
Why would God want to go on this road of Gadatha?
为什么要把福音给撒该那个贼？
Why would give this gospel to a thief in Sagai?
为什么要把福音给那个淫乱的妇人？
Why would he give the gospel to the adulterous woman?
为什么福音要给那样一个骄傲自大的人？
Why would give the gospel to someone who is so full of pride?
为什么要把那个外面看起来很好，里面实在肮脏污秽的人？
Why would he give gospel to someone who have outer experience to be a good people but full of darkness in his heart?
因为当他们回转的时候，
because when he turn away and repent,
上帝等不及怜恤他们。
God cannot wait for that, so he gave them the deliverance.
是他们是这样的坏。
Yes, indeed, they are evil.
是他们这么的恶。
They are so evil.
但是上帝能够把他们洗得白如雪。
But God can cleanse them into just the snow, white as snow.
上帝能够把一个一个把他们洗得白如雪。
God can clean those sinners as white as snow.
不管你的罪有多大有多深。
Doesn't matter how great your sins and our sins are.
只要你真正愿意回转。
As long as you're willing to turn.
你必得连续
Repent, and then you will receive the mercy.
因为上帝等不及把你洗得白如雪。
Because God cannot wait any longer that he can cleanse all of us as white as snow.
啊，上帝的心肠。
This is God's heart.
当耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上。
When God become the flesh and blood in this world as Jesus.
他行善的双手到处触摸人。
So the hands of mercy touch all walks of life.
他行善的脚走遍各地方。
His feet of deliverance walk all different corners of the world.
他甚至连枕头的地方都没有。
He doesn't even have a place he can stay.
圣经多次讲到他没有办法睡觉。
A lot of time he mentioned that he couldn't even have a time to sleep.
因为许多的人围绕着他，需要他的怜悯。
Because a lot of people were surrounding him, needing his mercy.
可是这样的一个耶稣，
right.
这样的一位耶稣，
this our Lord Jesus Christ,
有一天被人钉死在十字架上。
Was one day going to be nailed on the cross.
我们人拒绝他的救恩。
We reject his grace and deliverance.
马太福音二十三章记载，耶稣看见耶路撒冷。说耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊，你常杀害先知，用石头打死那奉差遣到你这里来的人。
In Matthew 23:37 says about something about Jerusalem, 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 you who kill prophets and stone those sent to you.
我多次愿意招聚聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下，只是你们。
How often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but and you were not willing.
耶稣已经看见三十年不到的时间，耶路撒冷要被屠杀。
Jesus Christ has seen this future that the Jerusalem, eventually the people in Jerusalem will be slaughtered.
他心里悲痛。
It was.His heart is full of sadness.
他不乐意看见这样的事。
He doesn't like to see this thing happen.
他多次聚集他们，要拯救他们。
So a lot of time he gathered people in Jerusalem, were trying to save them.
只是你们不愿意。
It's but you were not willing.
这个世界有一天要结束。
One day this world will end.
凡是不与他同在的人。 将要进入永远的痛苦。
So whoever is not going to be with him will be entered to the eternal suffering.
但是主耶稣不愿意看见这个事。
But our God Jesus Christ doesn't want to.
所以一次又一次。
So one every time.
一次又一次，上帝差派他的仆人把福音带给人。
So every try, every opportunity to send the gospel to people.
上帝不是这样感动西方的宣教士来到中国吗？
Isn't this the way that touched the missionary from the Western world to enter the China?
在中国的全匪之乱，这个 Boxer 不是一次又一次的杀害上帝所差派来的先知。
So in the, as you know, the Boxer killed a lot of missionary back then.
只是你们不愿意。
It's simply you were not willing.
上帝不乐意看见人进入那样的审判。
God doesn't delight for the judgment at all.
那么他喜欢什么呢？
But what does it delight in?
他差派他的门徒出去。
He sent his disciple to enter the
world. 告诉很多人悔改。
So tell people to repent.
路加福音第十章，这些门徒欢欢喜喜的回来。
So according to the Gospel of Luke chapter 10, all these disciples come back with the pleasing news.
虽然耶路撒冷被屠杀，不可逆转。
Even though the Jerusalem was being slaughtered and being conquered,
但是现在有很多人他们悔改。
But a lot of people has repented.
那么耶稣听到了以后，他什么样的回应呢？
So do you know what the response from Jesus?
耶稣与他们一同欢喜。
So Jesus says he's very happy.
耶稣乐意听见看见罪人悔改。
He delights so much to see the sinner repent.
耶稣乐意听见看见罪人脱离审判。
He liked to delight to see that people will stay not being punished in the judgment.
路加福音十五章，耶稣提到三个很有名的比喻。
In the Gospel of Luke, there was three famous parables.
一个妇人失去了一块钱。
There was one woman that lost one silver dollar.
这个原来是属于她的。
The silver dollar belonged to her.
是她的。
It's hers.
但是现在失去。
But.That silver dollar.
他要很辛苦要找回这块钱。
So he spent all the effort trying to find that one silver dollar.
当他找回这块钱的时候
，when he found that silver dollar,
他心里好高兴。
She was so delighted.
有一个人失去了他的羊。
There was one shepherd that lost one sheep.
这个羊本来是他的。
That sheep belonged to him.
现在不见了。
But it's gone, lost.
他去找他的羊。
He spent all the effort to find that sheep.
找回这个羊。
Finally, find the sheep.
他的欢喜好大。
His delight was great.
有一个人失去了他的儿子。
There was one person lost his son.
这个孩子本来是他的。
A son belonged to him.
有一天当孩子回来的时候。
And one day the son came back.
这个父亲的欢喜有一点像发疯了一样。
The delight pleasing of this father was just like he was going crazy.
所以发疯的快乐到那个另外一个儿子说 ,Are you crazy?
So the other son was so jealous, saying that, Father, 你是不是发疯了？
这就是天父的心肠。
This is the heart of our God.
我们本来是属于他的。
We belong to him at the beginning.
但是我们失去了。
But we went astray.
我们远离他了。
We went far away from him.
天父在等，在等，在等。
Our Father is waiting for us.
若是有一天你回转
，So one day if you turn and
若是你回转
，One day if you repent and turn,
我们的天父高兴的要发疯了。
Our Father in heaven will be so delighted and he will go crazy.
因为圣经说，一个罪人悔改，天上的天使天君也要高兴。
Because the Bible says, if one person repents, the heavenly host will be so delighted.
你以为那个坐在宝座上的君王不高兴吗？
You don't think the king that our God in the throne would he not be happy?
啊，说不定神在宝座上跳起来 ，Yeah!
Yeah, and the king will be thrown. He will just jump on and be so happy about it.
天使说 ，Are you crazy?
And the angel will say, 你是不是发疯了？
感谢赞美主
，Praise to the Lord.
这就是我们所信靠的上帝。
This is the Lord we believe in.
他是这样的一位上帝。
This is such a Lord.
你对他有什么样的回应呢
？That we, you know, what kind of response will you have today? for our Lord.
如果你还没有与他建立和好的关系，你愿意回转吗？
So if you have not had a very good relationship, would you consider this a time to repent and turn?
只要你愿意回转，
as long as you're willing to turn and change,
这位审判的主喜爱怜恤。
This Lord of Judgment delights in mercy. Let's bow our heads and pray.
现在主，我们没有办法想象你是一位怎么样充满怜恤的上帝。
Lord, our God, we could not imagine that you are God full of all mercies.
你比我们所能想象的那样的怜恤还要有怜恤。
Your mercy is beyond what we can imagine.
审判对你来说是奇怪，是奇异的作为。
The judgment is a very strange and alien thing to you.
我的祷告是我们今天在座的每一位。
Our prayer is a prayer for everyone in this sanctuary today.
没有一个人逃避失去这个宝贵的救恩。
No one will be far away from this great deliverance from God.
天父在等候着你。
God is waiting for each one of us.
等候你回来。
God is waiting for you to turn and come back.
等候你回来。
Waiting you to return.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
如果你还没有悔改归向上帝。
So if you have not repented and returned,
你心里有感动。
If you have a touch,
我鼓励你找一个基督徒向他询问，怎么样可以回归到主的面前。
So I'd like to be really urge you to talk to any Christian to find a way that you can repent.
让他清清楚楚地告诉你什么是罪，什么是悔改，什么是救恩。
He can tell you what sins is and what a repentance is and what a grace and deliverance is.
你要相信有一天当你回转悔改的时候。
So you have to believe when you at a time when you repent.
天上的主高兴得要发疯。
Then you will know that God will be so delighted to see that.
我们感谢赵牧师给我们带来的信息，愿上帝祝福他自己的话语。We thank Reverend Chow for the message. May God bless his own words. 我们的神是审判的神，但我们的神也是怜悯的神。他希望每一个人都回转，得拯救。现在我们打开红色诗歌本第270首，我们唱这首《当转眼仰望耶稣》。Our God is a God of judge, but He's also a God of mercy. He desires everyone to repent, to be saved. Now let's sing the responding hymn. Red hymn book number 270, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.
You 心是否困